Everybody, it's Thursday, which means it's another episode of Naturally Unbothered. It is 2021, and hey, I'm Shari.
Hey, I'm Ebony.
I'm Tasha.
And we are so happy to have made it another year.
Woody-hoo.
We have two milestones this year. The first milestone is that we will hit our 100th episode in like two more episodes. That's one. And the other one is our two-year anniversary. 2 years. 2 years. We've been at this shit for 2 years on March the 9th. So that's what we're ready for 2021. And to go on some damn trips. Ooh, we need some trips.
Going some trips.
So what did everybody do for the new year?
What's had a cozy night at the house with the husband, you know what I'm saying? Bringing the new year with the bang bang. Oh. And a little tittle tittle. And a bop bop and a boom bop and a boo doo boo.
I'm jealous.
Yes, my session, please. And thank you.
What did you do for New Year's, Tasha?
I started my lock journey.
Ooh.
Under this here gloriousness, there's some locks going on until they lock. But I did that and sipped on some chocolate vodka and had. And I spent it at home, just starting my locks. Starting my spirit.
The wine sounds disgusting, but it sounds like you had a nice little cozy New Year with yourself.
What's disgusting?
That chocolate vodka.
I'm assuming because you don't like chocolate or you don't like vodka.
I love vodka. I don't like chocolate at all.
Mm. I keep saying that you're an alien. Like, you don't... I can't even give you an alien because aliens are dope. No, you kind of dope.
Did you just call me undope?
I switched back. I switched it back because you dope. So I gotta think of what you're not because you dope.
You on dope
because you don't like a lot of things that makes you different. But I can't call you an alien because I consider myself an alien. So we'll get back to that anyway.
Well, when you find out, let me know, shit, because I just thought I was walking around here a whole motherfucking human and shit. So just let me goddamn know.
You're not.
She said, you're not. So I just spent my new year with the children and the grandchildren. And then a friend came in from Atlanta. Don't do that. Please don't do that. We had a really good time playing board games and minute to win it games. We
did some fireworks
and lit a lantern that we were scared was going to set the whole neighborhood on fucking fire. But we had a great time.
That's awesome. Y'all know what we just sounded like when we told our New Year's Eve stories?
What?
Some old bitches.
Some old hags. Yeah.
But I do the same thing every year because I have children. So we've always made it to where we didn't go out and do a lot of stuff, you know, so everybody could come over with their kids and we could be adults and let the kid, you know, we've always done it this way. So I'm just used to it.
I love that. I think that's a great idea. I actually haven't been out on New Year's Eve. I don't even remember the last time I was out on New Year's Eve. So
It's been 7 years for me. But even we went like to a big hotel party. We got a two-room hotel and the kids were next door. So So, yeah, but I'm just so used to being around the kids. So we just bring it in and then we invite our friends over. But this year, due to COVID, we didn't invite our normal group of friends and family to come over. So, but we had a good time. I still ain't got no booty. Anybody, I mean, Ebony got booty. Did you get booty yet, Tasha?
Only from me.
I haven't even fucked myself this year, bitch. I ain't did shit to myself. I ain't been fucked.
I've been getting it every day since the new year. I had to get it in
before Monday. This bitch said she been getting it every day since the new year.
No, not every day, but I had a 2-day, just a 2-day span. That's all.
No, I said I've been getting it every day since the new year.
I know. Oh, you been getting yes.
Yeah, I think he's trying to get all he can possibly get before I'm down.
Yeah, because you're about to be down for a minute, boo. Yeah, you about to be down for a minute. At least 6 weeks. Like you just had a whole baby, but it ain't no baby.
Hey, that mouth ain't gonna be down, no.
He already didn't try to put it on.
What my shirt say? where my bro at? I'm gonna tell him. Hey, if she ain't sucking dick, dump her.
Dump her?
He already know how I do.
That's a nice little t-shirt, Tasha.
Well, thank you. Naturally Unbothered merch.
All right. This is the new year and Ebony has failed. Because normally as soon as she sees some merch.
912-434-1414. That's 912-434-1414. Or www.naturallyunbothered. Click the merch link.
All right. There you go. Now you back on point. All right. So, let's get in.
I ain't gonna lie. Hold on. Let me tell the people something.
Okay. Tell the people.
Look, the people. If I didn't love y'all so much, I would not be on here today. A bitch didn't had the boy all day, and he done wore me out. Okay? So, a bitch is tired, and I'm on here. I want to do it from my bed and from the comforts of my pink robe. But I wasn't allowed to do that since this is our first day of the new year. So I want all y'all hoes to know that it's only because of you and the Ebonites that I'm here today. Thank you.
Anyway, so where is the weirdest or craziest place you have masturbated? I'll start with you, Ebony.
I didn't do it, but the weirdest place I've done it to someone is on the Greyhound bus. Can I use that?
I'm talking about you. I'm not talking about the random man who you jacked off on the Greyhound bus. We're not talking about him.
Let me think.
Such a hoe.
I haven't done any random places.
You're so whack. So
I can't even think of anything.
The weirdest place that I've masturbated in.
Work?
I've not masturbated at work. But I have
masturbated. How you gonna answer the question? How you gonna start your answer before I finish mine?
Oh, I didn't even know you was answering it.
Bitch, I'm still answering.
Because you didn't do that.
Give me a motherfucking minute. You asked me a question and I'm still thinking it out.
Anyway.
I blame the producers. I need more time to think about my answers, producers.
The producers?
I need one and a half to 2 minutes.
What did you say, producer? Fuck that hoe. The producer said, fuck that hoe.
Whatever, shit. I said I need more motherfucking time. And I'm going to say work for 200.
The weirdest or craziest place I ever masturbated was in the steam room. At a resort in Miami. That's my place.
A steam room, a nasty.
Say it's nasty with the temperatures as hot as they are. So tell me how it's nasty.
That's how they live. That's how they live. The germs live. Go ahead, Tasha, where you been?
I mean, she ain't touching nothing but herself. So, I mean, I guess that's safe.
Have you seen her fingers?
Bitch, fuck you, bitch. You see this finger right here, bitch? Sit on this motherfucking rotate, you little tramp asshole.
welcome to the new year, ladies and gentlemen. You see, it should change. This bitch ain't changed.
You ridiculous. What you got, Tasha?
I'm going to give y'all two, because one is from way back in the day. So I'm going to take y'all to when I was in, I was probably too young to be masturbating, to be honest. But anyway, I had been sent to the office. I can't remember why I was sent to the office. But they used to make us sit like outside of the office between like two double doors, like the front entrance of the school.
Dang.
I think it was in the 7th grade. And yeah. That's my place. I sat at my desk and masturbated there. And then here just recently.
Outside the timeout, come on now. We're not about to skip over this. We are not. You masturbated in the hallway of the school?
How?
You just stuck your hand. She just.
I put my hand in my pants. What you mean, how?
Okay.
How you masturbating?
I mean, at that such young age, I thought maybe you're rubbing up against something. I didn't know you had actually inserted your.
I was sitting at a desk.
How is the desk in the entryway of the school?
Bitch, I just...
That's where they put all the hoodlums.
That's where they sit us.
I know, I'm just saying that is crazy. That is so crazy.
It's like a timeout area.
It's so exposed. So you was out there just all exposed, just...
If you let me finish my story, I'm not exposed because the desk is covering me.
Right.
You trying to hype me up so I can get wax on my arm. It ain't gonna work. Now.
Okay.
If you're thinking it, you have to pull that shit.
By the way, everybody, Tasha said that she has such a filthy, dirty, nasty mouth that she is going to pop herself with rubber bands anytime she says any curse words.
Or thinks it. That's what I heard her tell somebody earlier. She said she's trying to purify her soul and spirit.
I'm gonna let these dirty hoes have whatever they want to say tonight. They can have it.
You said that if your mind thought it and your mouth
can
said it.
Can I finish my answer? You rude peppers.
Shoot.
Now we got producers that then lay rules down. Don't talk when everybody else is talking. Now you're talking all over everybody and everything.
The producer somebody said your story sounds false.
I don't give a damn. Now,
probably. All right, let's go. Finish your story.
Anyway, as of recently, because of that hole over there, in my office, which was also a glass window.
That bitch like being exposed, nigga. She is a she.
Well, you know, maybe it's the whole.
I might get caught.
Somebody might see me and might get my hand spanked. It might get my bottom spanked.
Okay. Okay. Spank me.
Who you want to see you? Your neighbor M, the M that works next door to you or across from you or wherever.
Have you seen him?
Mm-hmm. That's what I ask.
Him's married, actually, so no.
Okay. There's
two M's up there, so I'm not sure which M you're talking about.
The bigger one of the two.
Oh. Well, both M's are married, actually. And there's no one in the building that I'd care to catch me. It's more of
the thrill of it. Yeah.
It's the thrill of being caught. Because I'd never want to get caught masturbating by anybody.
I think I would like getting caught masturbating by somebody. I want him to come in and be like, oh, so you couldn't. Yeah, you couldn't wait for me to get home? No, I could wait, but I was getting it ready because I know you was coming home.
If I worked, Tasha, if I worked where you work, I would want somebody to catch me.
I know.
Catch me if you can.
We had a great conversation on my way out the door today. A 30, 40 minute conversation on my way out the door. I'm putting it on my timesheet too. He mentioned, we were just talking about a bunch of random stuff, and we talked about people who be posting couples, they be on Facebook, and they got a new boo, and they be pictures. Then 3-4 months down the line, you don't see no more pictures. Then 3 weeks later, they pop up with a new boo, and pictures. And I was like, I remember somebody saying before, I know who said it, but I couldn't tell him who said it, because he don't really like that person. So... I said, I remember somebody saying before, hey, y'all get us all involved in y'all's relationship, posting pictures, talking about how in love y'all are, and then all of a sudden, ain't no more pictures, ain't no nothing, and we don't know nothing. We need to know what the hell happened. Why y'all break up?
Yes. What happened? Because we was invested in y'all life.
Right. We was invested like a mug. So then he said, hey, how can we do... And then I'll tell y'all about what we discussed off camera, because I can't give nobody else the idea.
Right.
But it's a great idea, and this would probably be the format that I shared with him. So he was like, email me one of y'all episodes so I can look at it. And I was like, oh, you was actually just talked about on an episode. He was like, oh, no, I don't want to see that. I was like, no, we don't say no names. We protect the innocent and the guilty.
Oh, I didn't. The last episode that we did of last year, I didn't. I put somebody all on blast and didn't even care.
Man, you didn't. I listened to that when I was like, oh, she just didn't care.
Yeah, Theophis Richards or whoever.
Payne. Theotis. Payne.
Money, and he ain't gonna never live it down.
Never. Until he send me money and pay me for what he did to my 28-year-old.
Right.
What the kids say? Period.
Where your baby daddy at?
My baby daddy is, he's traveling back from, he went to go put flowers on our son's grave. So he's traveling back from there. So he'll pop in a minute. He should be almost here. But we're going to get this thing started without him.
Perfect. I'll be right back, ladies.
All right. So, normally I do the Kinktastic at the beginning of the show. I actually want to do it towards the end because I kind of want him to give his input on it. It was, so I'm gonna do two. I'm gonna do one kink now, but I'm gonna do this other one that Ebony brought up. If you guys don't know, we are now on Clubhouse. And so all you Apple users that on Clubhouse, so we've been doing Tipsy Sex Sundays at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Central Time. And all you other time zones, y'all just have to do subtraction. I love y'all, and we do have a lot of people in a lot of time zones in a lot of countries. Shout out to our international audience. It is growing. We appreciate y'all, love y'all so much. But
book us to come out there so we can come see y'all.
Okay, do
for
that,
international folks. Book
us. We want to get food out.
Yeah,
flew us out.
So the first kink that we're gonna discuss is
Kink Nation.
Yeah, we got to get a little kinky today, a little kinky. Is misophilia. So I'm gonna let you ladies try to guess what misophilia is.
I know what it is.
I'm all the way cool on that, baby. I'm cool.
That sounds like it's got something to do with mice and a booty. Nope. And I'm on with it.
Mm-mm.
No. Mice, Ophelia. Mm. Oh, not mice. Then mice, just doing it with mice around. Crawling all over you. No.
That's all I had, too, so.
Tasha, what you, that's what you was thinking? Like mice? Okay. So it's M-Y-S-O. So it's not mice that crawl on you. But it's being sexually turned on by smelling or tasting items soiled with human fluids during sex, such as undergarments or used tampons or anything that your, the sheets, anything that's going to have the juices from the sexual encounter or, you know, you're aroused by that. Say it again.
I said, that's worse than I originally thought.
Right. I'd rather be fucking with mice all around me.
But it's just, I mean, it's just simply like if you come on the sheets and the person takes the sheets and smells the sheets and is aroused by.
Yeah, but you're talking about bloody tampons and crap.
I didn't say bloody. It could be used like you could have inserted, they could have inserted it during sex. You know what I'm saying? Just to get your.
To get the juices.
Yeah, so like if you had a mate that was aroused by was a mysophilia, you would put the tampon in even when you're not on your period and let it sit in there so you, and hope and pray that you don't get any fucking toxic syndrome.
Yeah. What is it?
Toxic.
Whatever that thing.
Yeah, toxic shock syndrome. Yeah, you would pray that you didn't get that shit because you're trying to fulfill his whatever or her, well, whoever's need. And then you would take it out and then, you know, they would get aroused by your inner scent.
You better put your finger in there and smell it.
I mean, but it could be that too. Or they could just take your underwear and just insert your underwear a little bit and get a little bit of your essence out of that way and be aroused by it.
I catch a fool sniffing my drawers. I don't even wear drawers, but let me catch your nose in the crotch of anything I own.
Yo, that brings up something. Like, Jennifer Lopez was on the Breakfast Club one day, and after she got up, Charlamagne smelled her chair.
He did.
I mean, he wanted to see what her booty smelled like, I guess.
He's a mesophiliac.
So he's a mesophiliac. I love Charlamagne, guys. Charlamagne, if you're listening, please.
Okay, so Charlamagne was smelling her, just smelling her on the seat. This is smelling the fluids.
Oh.
So unless Jennifer Lopez had a soppy, wet-ass pussy when she was there, and she left a little wet spot, because sometimes us women... Yeah, sometimes us women might leave a little wet spot.
Wet spot where?
On the seat.
If he had on a dress with no drawers, it's possible.
It's possible.
Okay.
It's possible. All right. You're not a nasty hoe. You a juicy hoe. You're not nasty.
Yeah, but I can't remember the last time I just...
Listen. Everybody can't have no wet-ass pussy, okay? You might have a little drip. Your shit might be a little drier than others. It don't drip onto the dress.
I don't know. One time I went to a day party and my dress was really short and I had to walk through this door, and then when I walked through there was a vent right there, and the dress flew up. I don't think anybody saw my booty, but I was like, woo, real fast. I felt like Marilyn Monroe in the moment. I actually have a picture of it. I'll post it on the National Unbothered page. You can see it. I looked so cute that day. Anyway, I just thought I'd share that with the group.
So basically you said that the wind blew, you walked by in a short dress, the wind blew, and your funky ass pussy blew out to the club?
No. I just said it wasn't a club, it was a day party out at this place, and my dress just flew up and I caught it. I'm looking for that picture. I'm gonna post it so that everybody can see how cute I was that day. I look good in polka dots. Mm. Oh. Anyway, carry on.
Perfect. Polka dot pump. I need to get rid of it.
All right. So that's our kink, mysophilia. And that's the.
Mysophilia. That, I guess, is not nasty, but I don't want. I mean.
It's just your feelings. Like, you taste yourself after your man eats your pussy.
Yeah. And so that's the first
you could be aroused by that. Like, I'm not even offended by this fetish at all. I mean, the tampon part, I mean, I wouldn't do it personally. But I think if I was with somebody who liked this, I would risk, like, at least one time getting toxic shock syndrome just to be able to give you something to smell. I think I might risk it, like, once.
Risk toxic shock syndrome, but you can put your face down there and sniff all you want to. You can stick your finger in there. Hell, I might even let you stick your toe in there.
Oh,
right? Put a tampon up my mouth if I ain't bleeding. I ain't doing that.
First of all, you would let somebody stick their nasty ass toe in your pussy?
I was being sarcastic.
No, I think you'll really do it, because you said that shit so nonchalantly.
Your toes stay covered up. Your hands is nastier than your dang on toes. Just because you have a problem with toes don't mean they nasty to everybody. Because you don't like them.
Ebony.
We know you have a problem with toes. However, what was that? What was it, Ebony? It was some old afflicted mess. She don't like toes, but it was some other weird crap that she would let happen to her. I can't remember.
Ebony, would you let a man stick his toe in your vagina?
I'm sorry. You would get closer to death than to take a toe. You a weird ass hoe. Bars, y'all hear that? Bars.
Bars.
Ebony, you would let a man stick his toe in your vagina?
It depends on what his feet look like.
Stick your tip in, just the tip to get the juice, just the juice.
If he had nice feet, I probably would.
Oh, I'm so offended. Oh, stop it. Oh, stop, Tasha. Oh my God. Hell no.
Look, get the big toe.
Hell no. If a dude put his toe in, near, or on my vagina, if I'm in love, I instantly fell out of love. I'm about to kill you. Like, I can't. Like, I'm done. My whole dick just got soft. My vagina dried up. I can't.
But death is better.
I'm offended that you even said that shit.
I'm offended by you. That you are willing to risk death.
Just one time. I told you, I'll try anything once.
You only gonna die once, too.
Maybe. So to speak. I mean, you know, then I just went out. Like, he was like, you know what? She died.
It was just no time to go. She went out like a champ at her funeral. She went out like a champ.
Hey, she wanted to make sure I was completely sexually fulfilled. You know what? When I die, I want all the people that I fucked to go up there and tell everybody how good my pussy is. Or was.
So, this funeral is going to be like a weekend retreat or something?
Bitch, fuck that. I didn't fuck that many people. You tried it, but that was a good one. Bitch, I've been married my whole motherfucking life. I've been married more than I've been singles. But you tried it. I appreciate that shit. I respect that shit. I respect that. That was a good one.
She said at her funeral, she wanted everybody she didn't screw to get up and speak on it.
How good this pussy is.
Bitch. I'm going to make that happen for you.
Thank you, because you better, because you my best friend and sister, you better. You better be like anybody who fucked my sister at this time, because you know it's going to be at the gravesite, because we're not having it in a church. At this time, before she is put down to the earth, please tell everybody how good this walk was.
Man, you okay? Have a special guest coming.
Special guest, the boy, Tasha, can Tasha get some music? Let's get Tasha some music. Hey.
Boo da boo, da ba da ba da ba da ba ba ba, cat, ba da ba 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 da 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 ba da 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 ba
putting on no kind of beat. Yeah, I don't know why you when you scat, it's to a beat.
Bitch, this is Ebony Scatty.
This shit, we can't even dance to it.
You can't tell me. So what? You can't tell me how to do my own shit.
We can't vibe to it. Like, and the point of you doing it is so we can vibe. Hi, Bronx.
I thought it was cool. Hey, Bronxy.
Hi. This is
good
when
morning.
This is when you, the listeners, when you find out how horrible of a grandparent someone is. Carry on. Tasha, fucks or facts?
Right, hey. Today's true or falses are in line with what's going on in the world with this political crap. So, I thought this was pretty funny. Republicans are more likely to fantasize about cheating. True facts.
Them motherfuckers is cheating. So, I mean, why are they fantasizing about shit that they... Well, they could... Yeah, I'm going to say it's a fact because they fantasizing about the shit they already done did. Because
they don't, right.
Yeah.
So... Many demographics, including political leaning statistics, Lemire says. For instance, his research found that, I can't read my writing, compared to Democrats, Republicans were more likely to fantasize about sexual activities that are typically considered immoral, like infidelity and orgies. Or taboo like voyeurism. So it is indeed a fact based on LaMiller's studies.
So basically, Republicans should be listening to our podcast because Democrats is born as fuck in the fuck zone. That's what I'm hearing. That's what I heard.
No. Now, you listening, you sound like you listening like Teddy Ruxpin. Listen to what you hear and don't add nothing to
it. I'm just saying.
It says.
Okay, read it again.
They into the word stuff. It is saying some people is boring.
Oh, okay. So they said Democrats have vanilla sex, whereas Republicans have kinkier sex.
They into the orgies and being tied
okay.
up.
Okay. Okay. Well.
Sword fight. They like the sword fight.
Well, then I guess I need to start dating out for a Republican because I need the kinky. I don't want the vanilla. Even though I can't even talk to you if you dated Donald Trump. I mean, voted for Donald Trump. So.
But you want to screw him.
I mean, I'm just saying because of your statistic and your fucks of facts. I now want to fuck a Republican.
You sound like a hoe that won't take a toe. That's what you sound.
Bars.
I think that is facts to that Republican thing, whatever. I think that's the facts. And sorry, y'all, I had to take care of the G-baby.
It's okay. He all right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but we already established that it was a fact. And so basically she said, read it one more time for the slow bitch.
You don't have to read it back. I heard it. That's why I said it was a fact. I just didn't hear the right answers.
They like orgies and voyeurism.
Of course they do. That sounds about right.
And sword fighting. And Shari wants to join their team.
No, that's a lie. I don't want to join the Republican team. Don't even put that out there. I want to fuck a Republican. I want to fuck a Republican.
You probably have.
No, I haven't.
912-434-1414. If you are a Republican and want to give it Shari the business, 912-434-1414.
That visitor you had for New Year's Eve is probably a Republican.
Facts.
That is a lie. Y'all doing way too much.
Hey, political parties? Probably not. Roxy! Don't you look away from me when I'm talking to you, boy. I can still see you.
You better stop talking to my grandbaby like that with his hands.
I can still see you.
I'm sure her New Year's guests.
Listen, okay, so let's jump into this topic, okay?
You're gonna have a horrible year.
Excuse me. Can we jump into this topic?
She does listen to our podcast,
and y'all being utterly disrespectful.
Just like she's utterly disrespectful on our Tipsy Tuesday calls.
Anyway, let's go.
Carry on.
I know you gotta protect your friends. You gotta protect your friend who you just met, but that's fine. Go.
So, when the side person is someone of the same sex, are we more offended or less offended?
I could care less. I don't agree with side people, period. So I'm offended either way.
Word. Well,
no rules on side nothing unless it's a side dish of mashed potatoes with dinner. That's it.
If I found out that Rob had a side piece and it was a dick, oof, I would be upset.
I'm just saying, let's be real on here.
In that aspect, I guess I didn't really process that.
I said when the side person is someone of the same sex.
Yeah, that would be in a murderous rage.
Yeah, that would break me down, I think. If my dude was down low.
Yeah. He would be cut low in one eye.
He would be Lorena Baba.
I don't even think Lorena Baba. You should just cut his balls off.
Castrate him?
Nah, if I cut his balls off, he can still screw. But if I take his dick and put it in the
day. I wouldn't even do that. I would just put a million slits all over his body with razor blades.
The way you think is so
demonic.
So.
And then after that.
You pour salt on it?
Called lemon juice and salt.
Alcohol. I would just dump all the alcohol in one big bucket after I have all this within, because everywhere all of his body just covered with little slits. First of all,
what dude is gonna let you sit there and slit him 1,000 times?
He's gonna be handcuffed and gagged because he don't know that I know about his little side piece. So I'm saying, hey, you wanna get tied up? You wanna try something new, baby? And he's gonna be like, yeah, because I love you. Come on, let's do it. And I'm gonna do it. And he's gonna get what he deserves. Yeah.
That's so demonic. She's crazy. She's a crazy one. So if I found out that my person was having sex, well, cheating on me with someone of the same sex, I would definitely be very offended. Like, what the fuck? Like, why you didn't tell me? You know, I would be very offended that I had no clue that this was occurring. Have y'all been safe? I would have so many questions because y'all know I'm not a germaphobe, but I would be like, you know, I need tests. Like, are we clean? Am I going to die next week? I need to know my status, you know, and stuff like that. So I would be very upset. And I don't know why it's more dramatic or traumatic, I should say traumatic, when it is a person of the same sex versus being of the opposite sex. But, because either way, the shit is fucked up and you a shitty ass person for cheating regardless. So, you a fucked up ass individual already. So, the fact that you are of the same sex, it's like a gut punch. Like,
You know, you keep saying the same sex, but to be all the way honest, like, nobody really trips when it's woman on woman, though. It's only really a problem for most people when it's a man and a man.
I would honestly be offended with both.
I think Rob would be offended if he found me at home with another woman.
Yeah, I would be offended by both.
Society has set it up to where most men are okay with women, with their woman cheating on them with a woman.
That's true.
Or with that woman having a girlfriend. So, you know, society has kind of set it up that way for women. But if you talk about a man on a man, this is like, oh my God, oh my God.
Yeah,
I agree.
Revisit the tiny slits all over the body.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go back to when you stayed with me in Chisholm Trail. Did you ever share that story or that little secret with my son?
Little slits.
Yeah, cause he put little slits all over my exercise ball.
I was like, what's happening?
He was mad at me for some reason. I was like, why do my ball keep going out of air? Just aired it up. And so I realized he had done something to it. I aired it up and I told him to air it up and figure it out. And when I came home, girl, this fool done got some scotch tape and this ball got little patches of scotch tape all over the ball where he didn't took a knife or some scissors or something and punched the dang on ball all over.
That's hilarious. But no, I did not share anything like that with Pooda. Why would I do that?
I don't know. He was a child. When you said that, because it was around that time you were living.
Okay.
That is crazy.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, so let's see. Next thing is going to be Ebony. Are you ready for say my name? Why did she leave right in the beginning of her segment? say my name. Where are thee? Say my name. All right,
let's see if I can't find something fun to talk about.
Let's find something fun, Tasha, because this bitch just walked off and...
This one has been shared or not, but who cares?
Who cares?
We're feeling dead.
Who cares right now?
Men, drink more water. If you drink more water, we will swallow your skunk.
What? Wait a minute.
Funky spunk.
First of all,
we talking about those who suck dick. For you, ma'am.
If someone dumped me for not sucking their dick, I would understand because I'm a hypocrite, and I don't deny my hypocriticism.
It must be a Scorpio thing, that hypocriticism. But let me get a girl's one right quick since I got gay men one before Ebony comes up for a second.
Okay.
This is a good one. And I think this one, this was one of yours for sure.
Okay.
But I like it.
Okay.
So, ladies, spell his name in cursive while you riding the dick.
Yes.
If you don't know his name, spell your name. He ain't gonna know the difference.
Yes.
For you millennials out there, so sorry. They stopped teaching cursive years ago. So,
yeah,
y'all gonna have to figure that out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, Ebony, nope, your theme music has already played. It was a whole long rendition, so you just need to do your Say My Name at this point.
Okay, well, look, hold on.
Linda had that baby!
Hi,
Bronxy.
He's being so good, too. This is, like, abnormal.
Don't jinx it.
Right, because apparently something's going on with the cable around here.
Oh, and he can't watch his shows.
Right.
And they get ugly.
Right, real fast.
Bless you.
Bless it.
Bless you.
So, anyway, Tasha, before you changed the, before you said the second one, say the male one one more time.
Man, drink more water. We will swallow your spunk if you drink more water.
We will not.
Those that take pleasure in giving head.
Hello?
Those that just play with the tip.
Hold on a second.
Are you ready?
You're ready?
We're ready.
Yeah. Hey, y'all, I'm Ebony. Not the Ebony, but a Ebony. LOL. Anyway, I will get straight to the point because y'all ain't gonna clown me for being long-winded. I am dating outside of my race for the first time, and it's fun so far, but I noticed that when I visit his parents and we stay overnight, they live out of state. His mom puts things under lock and key. Every time I visit, I notice something new. But when we stay overnight, all valuables are missing. I need advice to tell his parents I'm not a damn thief. I know it's not a sex question, but your advice is funny and always gives the perspective folks never think of. Extra info, I'm Hispanic and he's black. Oh, shoot, I've already said some. Whatever. The sex is bomb. He's a great guy. I wasn't supposed to tell y'all that until afterwards, but y'all pretend like y'all didn't know him. Then we'll touch the baby. Go ahead.
My first question is...
Sorry, I'm a racial thief. I didn't mean to...
Why do you even know that the valuables are put up or missing if you're not looking for them in the first place?
I don't know. Maybe the first time she
visited,
everything
was out. You don't get to answer, Ebony. You don't get to contribute.
She asked a question. I was just giving an example. I've got to start my answer.
I mean, like, that's immediately where my mind went. Like, I don't, whether I've been there, stayed there several times or not, like, I don't go in somebody's house like,
Tasha.
Oh, last time I was here, something was right there, and it's not there anymore.
Tasha, like, I would definitely be like that. Like, the beautiful lion picture behind you, I would be like, oh my gosh, Tasha, that's a beautiful portrait that you have. And the next time if I came over, I would be like, where's the lion picture? I mean, that's just,
but
something that you admire.
That's not something somebody's gonna take off the wall.
But you don't know.
That's not something somebody can walk out of your house with.
So you don't know this girl's parent, this dude's parents.
I'm saying let's keep it on something tangible that she could put in her coat pocket or put in her purse and walk out the house with. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? She can't, unless she getting up when everybody go to bed and taking stuff out the house, that picture is not necessarily going to be an option for that. But, like, I mean, I go in people's houses and I admire things all the time, but if I go and revisit that house, I'm not necessarily noticing whether that same item is there or not. You know what I'm saying? That was just one thing that came to me. I don't know. But, I mean, you know, I know on the flip side of that, shit, we get treated like that. We've been treated like that all our lives. We get followed from stores and all around.
I mean, but the fact that he's black and she's Hispanic and the mom is like, yeah, like, your little Mexican girlfriend gonna come in here and steal my shit.
I'm sorry for the Hispanic listeners out there, but, you know, y'all got a rep, just like, you know, we got a rep. There's stereotypes out there, and that's just a stereotype that has been put on y'all, just like it's been put on us. I used to date a Hispanic guy in high school, and when I thought we was just rolling, I didn't know. I was, you know, dumb to the fact back then, but I found out years later. When we was riding around, cruising, I think we just hanging out, looking for a spot to make out in the car. He was casing people's houses and casing cars and crap to steal.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I had no clue until years later when I was put up on game and people were telling me that's what he was doing. And he went to prison for it, nevertheless. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of prison, no, I ain't gonna do it.
Do it.
All right, Ebony, go ahead, girl. Tell us
She's trying to play dirty today, ain't she?
It's too early in the new year. I ain't about to do it. Go ahead, Ebony.
Okay, so first off, there are a couple of things, but the very first thing that I want to say is, Ebony, you are absolutely the second Hispanic person named Ebony that I've come across in my entire life. So kudos to you for having such a wonderful name.
Who's the first one? You?
Tasha, Tasha, you is my bitch. That's why, right there. Even though I got proven wrong, I'd have been telling her forever her daddy was Mexican. But hey.
That's exactly why y'all some fucking gentlemen. Because of those things right there.
The sexiest gentleman you ever seen.
I firmly believe that since they think you're taking that shit, take that shit. Fuck them people. Take all my shit. Every now and then we leave. Don't even take. Okay, so they hiding the good shit.
So she's supposed to take it the first time she see it.
Take all the fucking spoons. You leave. You go there next time.
One damn shoe of everything in the house.
Exactly. Take all the goddamn spoons. All the forks. Leave just fucking butter knives.
Hey.
Take it all.
Take shit that they gonna need, but like, this shit don't make sense. Take the toilet paper roll holders. That type shit.
Take the windshield blades off the car. Huh?
Take the push downs on the lotions. Fuck.
Bitch, that be the ultimate. First of all, let's pause.
Take the spinner off of the deodorant.
Listen, first of all, let's pause. Because the worst thing in the world is for you to have shampoo with the pump and that shit fall and that shit break. And you don't got the pump no more. If you take the pump away, you might as well throw the whole bottle in the trash.
Whole bottle. Horrible.
Yo.
Let me tell you, that has happened to me so many times that I have an extra bottle. So in case, I keep the little top just in case one of them shits happen again. Because that shit is terrible.
I got two bottles of lotion right now. One of them fell down. The top broke off of it, so I can't use it. I bought another one 2 days ago. That motherfucker fell. And so I got two bottles of lotion without no pumps. I'm discharged every time I look at that fucking lotion. I can prove it to you right now. I can go get this motherfucker and show you. What? Okay, hold on. Look. Take those fucking pumps of lotion. Break the motherfucking soaps and leave just a little bit of time. Make them shits regret putting them shits up. Take the shit that you, when you see her using her shit, be like, oh, she used that? Take that shit. I'm sick of that shit. I'm sick of it. So, fuck them people. I'm glad the dick is good, Ebony. I appreciate that. And even got this question, but I'm tired. Man, they should not be stereotyping you. Fuck them folks. And that's what I'm saying, shit. They want to make you feel uncomfortable. Make their motherfucking asses feel uncomfortable. Hold your purse tight when you go. Like, they going to take that shit. When he asks
you. Hey, that'll be some real fuck shit when you walk in the house and they be like.
Yeah, just shit. You don't want to go in there with a bunch of niggas. You don't know if they gonna steal your shit or not.
Yeah. Hold
your shit tight.
Hey, they might be trying to sell your ass into sex slavery.
If you do let them take your purse, take your wallet out and put it in here. Like, I just feel uncomfortable leaving my wallet just at anybody's house. Make them feel the same way they make you feel.
Hey, just walk around and do this shit. Look, you know they all got them rich people had them nice little eggs and little fancy eggs with the gold. Just be like.
Those Fabergé eggs.
Yeah, just.
You know what she could do? She could be like Mama V. Mama V mother used to walk around with her pocketbook. Wherever you go, you going there to the dinner table with your pocketbook.
You going to the bathroom, you going to sit on the couch, you going. They going to be like, what's wrong with Ebony?
As soon as somebody call your name real quick, clutch your pearls and shit, be like.
Exactly. It's like, oh my God. I just feel
every
so
time somebody come close to you, you slide your purse closer to you.
Right.
You startled me. Hell yeah.
Now when you do those things, there's probably gonna be some repercussions, some consequences. Be prepared.
How much do you like boo?
Right. Is he, you know, is that gonna be for, is that your forever? Decide what you do before you do that advice I gave you. And even if he is your friend, do that shit anyway. Teach your motherfuckers some lesson. Or the next time when y'all get ready to leave, look at your purse and be like, my wallet is missing. The only place it's been is here.
Which one of you Negroes stole my wallet?
One of you black motherfuckers. Exactly. So.
Careful, somebody. Like the woman. Like the woman did at the hotel with the little boy and the iPhone.
Here you go. Tasha, I seen you pop that rubber band.
You see me?
I seen you popping.
So interracial thing.
That was my only slip up. I did all right.
Interracial thing teaches my motherfucking lesson.
Huh?
Word.
I told the interracial thief to teach them a lesson.
Word.
Turn those tables against them.
We from the same tribe.
Right. Hey, and when you know you're going to their house, take your own knife, fork, and spoon. Take your own glass. So be like, I don't want to offend anybody, so I don't want anybody to think I'm going to take their fine shit, so I'm just going to bring my own.
And you know that when black mothers have events at their home, they go all out, they bring out all the fancy shit. You know what I'm saying? So just imagine sitting at the dinner table and taking the motherfucking silverware out of her little fancy shit that took her 20 minutes to create, and is putting them shits to the side and just sticking your shit in there just randomly. Ain't even in the order of the serving order of eating. Just put them shits in there and just be like, bitch, what?
Exactly. And bring your own goblet glass.
Bring your own wine glass. Be like me. Bring your own wine glass, because I sure do. I bring my own motherfucking wine glass.
And make sure
it
says something offensive on it. Like that number one bitch, I'm his bitch, I'm shit, pimp shit.
Or when she serve you wine, be like, oh, this is the wrong glass for that. I can't drink that.
Exactly.
That's not a red wine glass, honey.
I hate that you're going through that with him, but there are sometimes valuable lessons can be learned. And you're not the one that needs to learn the lesson. You need to be the teacher in the situation. So teach, bitch, teach.
All right now. So I promise you guys a second kink. My baby daddy ain't showed up. He must still be driving. But this is, okay, so on Clubhouse, we just do like random crazy topics. And then we decided to make our first Clubhouse a little nasty Clubhouse. So this is one of the kinks that that make you cringe. This is the cringe-worthy kink, okay? So the name of this kink is called the Kentucky Klondike Bar. So what would you think that was, Tasha?
It sounds, I can't, my mind won't even allow me to form, I don't know.
All right.
It sounds like it's going to be cringe-worthy, for sure.
Definitely. So the Kentucky Klondike Bar is the act of freezing a bowel movement and sexually penetrating another with the frozen bowel movement. I'm going to read that one more time for the people in the back. The act of freezing a bowel movement and sexually penetrating another with the frozen bowel movement. That is called the Kentucky Klondike Bar.
That's nasty shit.
What would you do for a Klondike Bar?
What would you do
for a Klondike Bar? So what?
Yo, that shit is that shit like.
You probably take the Klondike Bar over a tub.
I would not. I would take a tub. Long before the Klondike Bar.
I don't believe you.
If you think you about to put some shit in my ass, in my vagina, or in my ass, you can't put your shit in my ass. Only my shit can be in my ass.
Dang, I need to.
I ain't gonna be able to do it. You all right, Tasha? Because yeah, no, you did that one kind of high. You all right?
I am not taking
it. I have a double because I said two words, so I popped both of them.
Oof.
And I did it right here.
Any dookie white to the
bookie. No, no dookie to the bookie?
No dookie to the bookie, honey. Mm-mm.
That was pretty disgusting.
Yeah, that's pretty. That's
coming up with them. Like, why? Who? What weirdo comes up with it? What did come up with that at prison or something?
Yo. It's Kentucky. I mean, shit, I don't know.
I mean, they still ain't found Breonna Taylor's.
Redneck.
And they still haven't prosecuted the police officers that killed Breonna Taylor. So it is Kentucky.
Right. Enough said.
Period, Pooh. And on that note, Ebony, take us to the house.
Take us to the bridge.
I want to say one more thing to Ebony that I forgot to say. Stop. I need her to take this into consideration. Maybe they crack kids over there. And that's why all the valuables are missing when you go back every time. There's some fucking crackheads. There's some crackheads. So treat them as such. When you go over there and you have your valuable shit.
That could be a possibility. But still, we would like for somebody to, the prosecutor, somebody to find and prosecute the killers for Breonna Taylor. I'm just going to keep saying that until you take us out.
Oh, because yeah.
It's been absolutely a lot of months since then.
Justice for Breonna.
Yes.
Find, prosecute, murder. I mean,
we know who they are.
Right. Okay, y'all, on that note, we need you to follow Naturally Unbothered on IG, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. You can email us at naturallyunbothered2@gmail.com. That is naturallyunbothered2@gmail.com. Or leave us a message at 912-434-1414. Now, don't forget that if you are a Republican and you want to show her what that red do, show Charlie what that red do, come on, 912-434-1414. You can listen on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Anchor, Google Podcasts, Breaker Radio, Public, Overcast, iHeartRadio, Audible, Amazon, wherever you listen to your favorite podcast, that's where you can listen for us. If you have an iPhone, you can get on Clubhouse, and you can meet us there on Sundays for Sexual Sundays, or
tipsy,
whatever it's called.
Tipsy Sex Sundays.
Tipsy Sex Sundays, whatever we be doing on there, showing out. So make sure you do that for us. Make sure you subscribe, rate, leave a review, select the notification button so that you are notified every time a new episode drops.
Yes.
If you're looking for naturally unbothered merch, you know we have shot glasses, we have t-shirts, we have mugs, we have everything that you'll need.
Excuse the loose titties.
To let everybody know who you support. Support us. www.naturallyunbothered.com and click the merch link. That's www.naturallyunbothered.com and click the merch link. Now listen, if you ain't never heard nothing I've ever said on this whole podcast, you know I'll be coming up with shit and I'll be saying some shit, but this is the most important shit I'm going to say. I need you to tell your whole ass friends to tell their whole ass friends to tell their whole ass friends to tell their whole ass friends so that they can tell their whole ass friends to tell their whole ass friends to tune in to National Unbothered on all platforms. Come on.
Yes.
Whole ass mamas and their whole ass grandmamas and their whole ass granddaddies and their whole ass great granddaddies,
uncles,
and their godmamas and the aunties, cousins, friends, little Nene and Shaniqua with them.
That nigga you fucking on the side, tell him.
Tell the Klondike crew. Tell the Klondike.
If you're getting Kentucky bread or whatever it's just called, if you get that, hey. We talked about you today. If you feel uncomfortable going to your in-law's house because you are a biracial couple, let us know. Tell us what you think about what Ebony said, the interracial thief. If you want to get with Shari and you're a Republican, if you want to see what Tasha Saggy Titties do, hey, 912-434-1444.
Hold on, I'm sorry, but these titties don't sag.
That's what you just said. You said that.
These loose titties. That meant they was not confined within a bra.
It don't mean the same thing, baby.
My bad. I thought you said loose.
If you want.
You have on a bra and you don't want to hang today. Don't make me go there.
Hey, I'm sorry. I apologize. I really thought you said something. Anyway.
If you want to stick your big toe in Tasha or Ebony's vagina, call 912-434-1414.
If you want to hear Shari go off the rails some more, 912-434-1414. Or if y'all just want to see how cute my little grandson is, watch this episode. Say hi. Say bye, America.
You had that man belly all out. Until next time, everybody, welcome to 2021. This is only the beginning. This is only the beginning.
I got breaking news. It looks like Dr. Dre has been hospitalized for a brain aneurysm.
Oh, shit.
That's all that I have right now. Next episode, maybe we'll be able to share more.
Okay. All right.
Thank you for sharing.
Thank you. All right. Until next time, everybody.
He was just talking noise about his wife and talking about how that alimony was going to be cut. See, that karma is a mug. I hope y'all.
Sometimes it grabs you real fast. Sometimes it's real slow.
Yep.
But until next time, everybody, don't let your karma come and grab your ass in the form of an aneurysm.
Do unto others as they do unto you.
I think I posted today that every action has a reaction. So, and you can't control how people react to the action that you put in place. Okay?
That is cool.
You know what I'm saying?
Do unto others as they do unto you.
That's right. Put good energy out there, everybody.
Eat it.
Yes. Put the good energy out there. Until next time, we will see y'all next Thursday. New
deuces.
Same time, new show. And let us know if y'all took a motherfucking big toe to the pussy. Okay? All right.